for All Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, when so I much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. And open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways.
Perfect. Great movie, great name, great and wonderful sort of all-round work. To Royal Radio, we welcome Amelia Chambers. How are you, Amelia?
I'm well, thank you.
Marvellous. Actually, she's a bit poorly, but she's
I'm not going to mention it.
A brave little trooper.
Yeah, she's going to be really brave.
A consummate professional. And we also have marketing assistant Rebecca with us as well. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Splendid. Your first ever Royal Radio.
It is.
She's wonderful. Lauren also is with us, but we sent her to get some headphones. I don't know where she's going with respect to the headphones. She will come back. But if I said the magical words, Stars in Their Eyes, ITV Telethon, The Late Late Show, Celebration Beetle City, Granada Up Front, Pebble Mill, and the fact that we have got the awesome Cavan Beetles coming to the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, who better to actually share the joys of Royal Radio than, is it George Harrison? No, because he's passed on. It's Rick Allen. How are you, Rick?
I'm good, thank you. It's great.
Excellent. It's really fantastic to touch base with a good self. And also the awesome Cavan Beetles, which obviously we heard the originals there. And the beauty, of course, of the Cavan Beetles is, their performance is immaculate, effectively, it reads and that sort of thing. It's the most famous club in the world, of course, the Cavan, Liverpool. And we mentioned some of the key things that were actually there. Talk to us about the Cavan Beetles and, of course, how you are treading in the footsteps of the original lads who indeed were in Lincoln, I believe, Amelia, back in the day, in the 1960s.
Are you saying that I was there at that point?
I got possibly reincarnated.
Thank you.
Rick, what can the citizens of Lincoln expect?
Oh, we're just going to do a show which is starts at the beginning and ends at the end, really. It's the whole 60s decade from a slogan, I suppose you could say, from Cavan to Rooftop. We play everything from when the Beatles were playing in the Cavan to right up to Let It Be, Abbey Road. So it's like a four-costumed show which goes right through the whole gamut of the whole Beatle catalogue. So there's something for everyone, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, in November 1993... NRK TV Norway filmed the group in concert for a series of 6 half-hour programmes entitled Men Beatles Kom Aldri Til Bergen.
Yeah.
Were you involved with that?
I was involved, but it's the band is completely different now to the... It's the show has kind of evolved over a 30-year period. So it's a different lineup nowadays.
Although it's fair to say that some of the people you've actually supported include Tom Jones, Johnny Mathis, Mary Wilson and the Supremes, Smokey Robinson, mm-hmm. Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Lightning Seeds, and mm-hmm. even the Bob Monkhouse Show. So you've got some pretty significant chops to your credit, sir.
Oh, yeah. We've been around quite a bit. But as I say, a lot of those were in the days before the band is what it is now. It's quite a much better show now than it was then.
In the words, and I'll hand over to Lauren to quiz you because she's one of our musical experts in a few moments. She'd be pleased to know, Rick, that Lauren has found a set of headphones. Has she actually plugged them in successfully? Are we wonderful? You see? Great. There have been many Beatles mimics over the years. Some have been more successful than others. It's significant that the only such group to have received a review and a photograph in the Beatles book has indeed been the Cavern Beatles. Now, I know we featured George Harrison's sister a few months ago, actually, on the show, and I think she worked with a band over in the States, etc. You see, they're online now, basically, desperately trying to open up a whole range of business pieces. How did you get into the Beatles in the first place, Rick? Or is that a case of it's a silly question? I'm from Liverpool.
Well, it is a cousin from Liverpool, probably. And my mother used to bring the records home all the time. And the first things I can really remember listening to was the Beatles. And, you know, a lot of my friends were the same. We all, before we could play, we'd be using knitting needles to play the drums and stuff like that on puffy cushions, brass ashtrays for cymbals. So, you know, it's kind of really grown up with it.
Could, of course, be a bit of a health and safety issue these days if you actually had knitting needles and cigarette tray ashtrays as well. Particularly the brass ones. But...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I just want to make things clear. Lauren, will you be going to see the Cavern Beatles?
No, I haven't booked them in, but I'm going to the Sunday the 6th, but it does sound really good. Well, see, it's just too much choice, really.
Excellent. You know, sometimes I feel the technology in which we live in, Rick, is just outrageously so. You just think, why? Stop it. Just stop it now. Of course, the thing is, apart from myself, the other three fine folk in Royal Radio today, all too young to remember the Beatles first time round. So, Rebecca, you have heard of the band, I presume?
I have. I love the Beatles.
Right.
I actually have a Beatles tattoo on my arm.
She does indeed. She's actually just demonstrating that at the moment. It is indeed.
Brilliant.
And the tattoo says?
Let it be.
Marvellous. Exactly. When I find myself in times of trouble, presumably just too long for the arm, really, if Mother Mary says to me. It's a lie. Are you looking forward to this event?
Definitely. I can't wait for it. It's been something that we've had booked in for quite a while, and I've been really looking forward to the show since the contract came through.
Obviously, we're delighted Rick's with us, but we need to mention Paul Tudup as John Lennon, Chris O'Neill as Paul McCartney, and Simon Ramsden as Ringo Starr. Is that correct?
That's right.
Because you don't want the band split up because they didn't get mentioned on Royal Radio. Could be a disaster. Amelia, what about yourself? And because there are times when people would say, no, I was more of a Rolling Stones girl, basically.
No, I do like the Beatles. In fact, I was in a school band. And we used to, as a finale, always do Hey Jude.
There were people who actually said, the Beatles, it's just disposable pop, it's not going to last there, it's not going to work in any way, shape or form. But, you know, the longevity of the whole thing, I mean, and let's be honest, Rick, Sir Paul McCartney's produced another classic album with Egypt Station just a matter of days ago. So he's still
got
it.
Number one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when asked, was he ever going to retire, he said, retire from what? It's amazing. You know, like, why did you go for George Harrison? Or was it a case of you didn't want to do the drums with Ringo, or was that the line that you felt spiritually drawn in a kind of George Harrison-esque way?
No, it's nothing to do with that. I resemble him more than the others, and my vocal range is pretty much the same. So, and I could play all the guitar lines. So, yeah, there's three reasons straight off the bat.
Yuri Gagarin was circling the Earth, and on February the 9th, 1961, the Beatles made the first of their 292 appearances at the now legendary Cavern Club in Matthew Street in Liverpool. Rick, it's probably worthwhile mentioning, I know there might be people out there saying, are you insane? Of course we know about the Cavern Club, but let's just test it in the studio. Lauren, are you familiar with the Cavern Club?
I am familiar with the Cavern Club.
Oh,
yeah.
And
never been, though.
Amelia?
Yes, I went to university in Liverpool, so I've been there.
And Rebecca?
I've never been, but I'd love to go.
Mm. Why the Cavern Beatles was that? Because, I mean, initially, you see, you obviously go all the way up to Let It Be, but was that kind of line where you took the choice of saying, okay, 50 years on, the Cavern Beatles, that's where you kind of resonate with?
No, when we started out, we were doing generally all the stuff that the Beatles would have played at the Cavern, and we were doing mainly the early years, and we only really went up to about 1965, 66, the stuff that they played live. And as I say, the band has evolved into this show now where we play everything completely live. Where we've learned to play keyboards and we have all the keyboard parts and the sounds are sampled. So someone will be playing a piano and then I might be playing the strings on Penny Lane. So, but back when we started, we just did all the sort of rock and roll stuff and the stuff that you could do with two guitars, bass and drums.
Four costume changes. That's four mm-hmm. costume changes. Lightning scenes which complement the changes in musical complexity as the show develops to its climax. Do you get dressed up as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Yes. Mm. Yes, we do.
that's important. And work for that. Lauren, any questions you'd like to put to Rick?
Rick, what's your favourite track that you enjoy and what do you get? What's the reaction of the audience?
Is it Here Comes the Sun? Is it Somewhere? Is it a case of when George gets the vocals?
Well, I do enjoy that we do those two songs and I do enjoy those. But I think one of my favourites to play is Still She Loves You because I think that it's the best pop song ever written.
Mm.
Or one of them.
Yeah,
that's... and I never ever get. I mean, I've played it thousands of times, but I'll tell you when you hear it on the radio, when the radio station plays "She Loves You," it sounds like it's just come out to me. It's like it always sounds fresh.
She loves you. Yeah. All right, she's just going into a Peter Sellers moment there. Amelia, any thoughts or questions you'd like to say about the 7th of October extravaganza, which, quite frankly, with ambassadors of the most famous club in the world, the Cavern Beatles, bring to the stage the music that has now influenced three generations?
Well, just to say that Rebecca and myself actually work at the New Theatre Royal, so we're very excited to see you in a few weeks' time. Have you been to Lincoln before?
Mm.
Yes, I think we are. I can't remember when, but I know we have. I think it was when it was just the Theatre Royal.
Not the new
Theatre Royal.
Well, it actually, 125 years ago, was the new Theatre Royal and then became the
really?
Theatre Royal. And now is back to the new Theatre Royal 2 years ago.
Ah.
So, no, you're a highlight of our autumn season, so we're really looking forward to it.
Ah, brilliant. We're looking forward to it too.
Good.
And Beatlemania, do you find that the audience still get overly excited and you just have to say, just calm down? I was going to do a Scouse accent, but I thought, no, it's not going to end well in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, well, I don't think they wet the seats anymore, but...
I mean, that's probably too much information there, Rick, but, you know, I mean, who knows what could happen?
We can still, you know... still get them rocking in the aisles. We like to see everyone getting up and having a good time.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that. I'm going to try and get there. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Just be there. Sunday the 7th of October, 7:30 in the evening. Actually, are tickets still available, Amelia?
They are. Limited tickets, but they are still available, starting from £21.
Fantastic. And if people want to find out more about, of course, Cavern Beatles, you can go directly to the Cavern's very own website, which is cavernbeatles.com. But obviously, as the show's called Royal Radio, New Theatre Royal Lincoln.co.uk is the place to go to. It's been, quite frankly, awesome. And I was going to offer you a George Harrison track, but I suspect you're going to go for She Loves You and the Beatles. Unless, of course, you'd like I'm So Tired While My Guitar Gently Weeps or Dear Prudence to actually work. I mean, is there any particular choice that you'd like to make to see out this little piece, Rick? What would you personally like?
I'd like you to play She Loves You because I just think that sounds immense on the radio.
I think you're absolutely right.
She loves you, yeah. And you
And you're listening to Siren Radio on Royal Radio.
A few months ago, we were at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln with the Joys of the Easter pantomime, and lo and behold, one of the stars of the Easter pantomime was so fantastic, he had to come back for the Christmas pantomime. It is, of course, the legendary
Chris Johnson, and I think that's a bit of a falsity. I just left my contact lens in the dressing room.
Nonsense, Chris. You know, I know that the fan club has been growing ever larger just on the basis of you being here alone. And we're standing, actually, not in a rehearsal room, but actually on the very stage that you'll be performing in over the festive period.
Yeah, which is fantastic to be back. It's sort of like a second home now, just obviously without like a kitchen or a toilet or anything. I could use this facility on the stage, but I think people would question it and the cleanup would be horrendous.
Fair point. And just on behalf of Amelia and Natalie, the new Theatre Royal Lincoln does actually have full facilities. I don't want to panic them about that particular side of things, so you never know. Listen, share with us, how has it been since you were last here? What sort of things have you been doing over the summer?
Nothing as fun as dressing up as a white rabbit, really. Just sort of writing, a bit of voice acting, things like that, but there's something that is very much unique to just sort of being here and telling a story and entertaining like the people of Lincoln over like the festive period. That is, it's nice to come back to that.
Of course, there is that sort of notion that press calls in September. I know probably the listener is catching this up on Royal Radio sometime in October, November time, but we're looking ahead. Your role, of course, in this awesome pantomime is?
It's the role of Muddles. I'm bringing back the comic position from the last couple of years. But yeah, I'm playing Muddles, who's a handyman son of Nurse Flossie. He works in the castle and is a completely upstanding, handsome chap who doesn't do anything silly whatsoever, Your Honour.
Makes perfect sense. As we look at the theatre now, I always think there's something magic about a sort of quiet theatre, but we know that once you and the rest of the guys are actually on stage, the whole thing literally comes to life. What is it about a pantomime in particular that you find that's magical?
I think for me, I call it a theatre trap, because you'll get people who won't come throughout the year or aren't interested, maybe people who are too young, who go, oh, go on, we'll check that out, let's go and see. And that's when like sort of the love of theatre is born, I think, for a lot of people. They come to see pantomime. They get it and they go, well, you know what, let's go back. So there's this kind of, everyone's having a laugh and it's all about the comedy and the music and the dancing and the sets and the costumes, but also it's the gateway for a lot of people to go, I quite like theatre, I think I'll come again.
Let's move on. It's Alex Levchuk at the Theatre Royal, and we're delighted now to speak to the awesome.
My name's Barney Harwood. Hello, I'm the huntsman. I've got an axe.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I was going to talk about a chopper, but I thought, no, it's too early in the day for that particular side of things. How are you familiar with the new Lincoln Theatre Royal?
It's my first time here, but I came down a few months ago to meet Natalie and see the theatre. Huge fan, not just of the venue, but of the people that now currently run the new theatre, because they've managed to do a lot of work and do it up, and they really care about how it looks, and they care about the shows that are put on here, and it's an amazing management team for me to be a part of. So I'm genuinely excited about being here for my first panto.
Well, insofar as obviously with pantomime, there is obviously a leading lady, a leading man, and so on. I suspect that you're taking very much the leading man role here. Is that right?
No, I'm the leading lady.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be Snow White, but I'm dressed entirely in black. So
has Amelia been informed of this?
Do you know what, Amelia? When she's on stage, it doesn't matter who else is on stage. She's the one that you look at. So yeah, she's very much. We've got a pretty perfect Snow White. I'm not sure if you've seen her yet, but looks like the Disney version of Snow White. I think she might be the Snow White cartoon.
Well, that would make her about 70 or 80 years of age.
which is amazing, isn't it?
I mean, it just shows what Botox can do.
It really does. Look how good she looks. It's quite incredible.
Phenomenal. Genuinely phenomenal. Share with us your particular career path for listeners who are very keen to find out. Yes, that's all very well. We know about the pantomime stuff, but how did they get into the industry in the first place?
I started when I was 17 years old. I used to work for Channel 4, and then I joined CBBC in 2001. I did shows called Prank Patrol and Bear Behaving Badly, and we did Swap Shop with Basil Brush and lots of other shows. And then I finished my career on Blue Peter, so I did the last 7 years of my career there. And then I decided that I'd done it for too long, time for someone else to take over. So I now work in the car phone warehouse. That's not true.
I was going to say. I mean, from that sort of point of view, we have to detect the sort of notion where sometimes the truth is being elaborated somewhat.
Well, we're on a stage. You know, it's theatre. We like to put on a show, regardless of the information that we're trying to get across. I do not work at the car phone warehouse, but I can get you an iPhone 6 for £200.
Whoa, this is very good. Our tech correspondents would be delighted about that. What are you most looking forward to with respect to the pantomime itself?
One of my favourite things about Panto is the fact that the audience is here every night. Working in a studio as part of a TV studio, you don't really see the audience, you just see the lens of a camera. And so being here and seeing the reaction, you know, it's one of my favourite things to do, is to see a real live audience. Plus, you'll notice that the most perfect Snow White is starring.
She has arrived.
She's beautiful, isn't she? She is
the original. It's the original Snow White.
So it's very exciting because I'm going to be on stage. I don't know what the axe is for yet. As you know, it's referred to as the chopper. I don't know how I use my chopper in the show, but I know that myself and Snow White spend a lot of time together. And
So I think we'll just move on from that particular view. Could you like to introduce us to the official Snow White? I think we'll sort of follow the interview on from that point of view. So come over with us.
Not a bad shout.
It's audio promenade, really, as we meet the legend that is
Sophie.
Sophie, good to connect with you. How are you feeling as we look ahead to this awesome pantomime?
I'm great. I'm really excited to get started and be my favourite princess of all time.
So how familiar were you with the city of Lincoln before you were booked for this particular area?
Oh, not very. I've never been to Lincoln before because I'm all the way from Liverpool. So
no, I wouldn't have guessed that at all. I thought it was definitely a Scottish accent there.
No, of course. The accent's quite strong, but we'll take it down for panto time, I think.
Just a tad.
Yeah, so people can understand.
Jürgen Klopp is doing sensationally well this time of the season.
No, that's right.
I take it more Liverpool as opposed to Everton, or are you a Tranmere fan?
No, I'm definitely a Red.
I thought so. Well, obviously Snow White, Red Beret and various other bits and pieces. Just talk us through your career so far.
So I graduated 2 years ago from college in Liverpool. And
is that the Sir Paul McCartney College?
No, it's not. It's Liverpool Theatre School, right, which is in Egworth in Liverpool. And since then I've been in a few shows in Liverpool, and I've also toured on a cruise ship last year for a year.
And now here you are in Lincoln.
And now here I am, Pantoland.
Have folk explained to you the joy of Steep Hill?
No, they haven't.
Have you taken Steep Hill?
Oh, no.
I think it's pretty much guaranteed that during the course of your stay here at the University, at the Lincoln New Theatre Royal, you will be taking the joy of Steep Hill. I shall say no more.
Oh, I'm really excited.
It's a great workout, that's all I can actually say. And finally, in your character Snow White, would you like to just say to our listener why they should get tickets for this pantomime forthwith?
Everybody should get tickets to see Snow White, to come and enjoy the magical Pantoland this Christmas in Lincoln. I'd love to see everybody there.
And so from Snow White to a fairy extraordinaire. Yes, it's not Amelia Chambers, but it is Amelia...
Lily!
Yay!
Or fairy, whatever you want to call me.
Well, exactly. Now, fairy with a unicorn. Unicorn fairy, to be precise. And indeed, you're wearing the unicorn horn at this moment.
I am indeed. I what I like about the fact that, obviously, they've put a spin on the fairy godmother character in this pantomime, and unicorns have been the in thing this year, like for children. I actually tore a toy unicorn with me, so they're very in at the minute, and the fact that I get to put a spin on the fairy godmother as a unicorn fairy is very, you know, very cool for me.
So are you saying it's not so much My Little Pony for the 21st century as My Little Unicorn?
Absolutely. I think they've really took off this year, and I think the kids are going to love it, and there's lots of glitter involved, and I get to wear this amazing headpiece every day.
So pantomime is something that's magical, it's special. What brought you into pantomime in the first place? First of all, as a customer, can you remember your first ever pantomime?
I do. I remember going to see a panto when I was really little, and I had a lovely little red dress on, and I got it caught in the seat in the theatre, and it all ripped.
Oh, Lord.
My mum was devastated.
Oh, no.
So that was my first panto. But this is my fourth or fifth pantomime now, and I've never done Snow White before, so very excited to be doing a whole new pantomime. And I'm really excited to be here at the Theatre Royal in Lincoln as well, because, you know, it's a lovely theatre, and everyone seems lovely. Lovely so far. So.
Oh, we are. It's very essential that Lincoln is designed to be positive all the way. Let's talk a little bit more about how rehearsals are going to be working off pretty much from today, really, because I mean, we're speaking actually in September. This show is probably going to be going out in October to remind people to book their tickets forthwith if they haven't already done so.
Yeah.
Talk us through your schedule until opening night strikes.
Yes, so we start rehearsals on the 19th of November, a few weeks rehearsals, and then we open very early December and we close on the 6th of January. So it's going to be a tough, long schedule. I've got some 3 show days in there.
You've got unicorn magic on your side. What can you ask for, Amelia?
You know what? I think there's nothing better than getting into the Panto spirit and leading up to the festive period. You know, it gets you really in the Christmas mood.
And in terms of the cast itself, obviously awesome range from that point of view.
Yes.
When you actually saw the list, was there anybody who was a dealer breaker who said, yes, they've got to be in, otherwise I'm not doing it?
not particularly. But I've
very diplomatic response.
I've met Barney before, and you know, it's always nice when you kind of know somebody coming into something new. But everyone seems lovely. I just feel like it's been a bit of a delight so far.
And normally, where do we find you in the Great British Isles? Where's your home base?
So I'm based in Middlesbrough, and that's where I was born and bred.
Always a delight to have the producer of the awesome pantomime with us. That is the amazing Natalie. How are you, Natalie?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good. It's high time you came back to the studio, of course.
Yes, I can't wait. The next time for the Royal Radio, I will be there.
Exactly. She's even got the name of the programme right as well. It's just spot on. But you're here to introduce us to two awesome dancers, I believe.
I am. These two are fantastic, incredibly talented dancers. This is Shelley and this is Chris.
Shelley, come to you first. Talk us through your career so far and how you've reached this absolutely awesome moment of being in the pantomime at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Well, I've been dancing for quite a few years, and I've actually danced in this theatre before, so it's really nice to come back and see the lovely theatre again and work with all the lovely people here. I've worked internationally all over the world, done tours in the UK, abroad, and yeah, so it's really nice to be like based back in the UK for a little while.
Excellent. And where do you base yourself normally in the UK when you're not actually touring around the world?
I'm based in Surrey, so just outside London.
So Guildford, Stockbroker Belt, up to Lincoln,
yeah,
of course.
Working.
And when were you last at the wonderful new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
I was here, I think, last year in January time. So
another pantomime.
Yeah. No, I was working on a show called Cirque Enchantment. So all of us dancers have some sort of additional skills. We all have a little extra few tricks to throw out. So maybe you'll see those if you come and see the panto.
Now, clearly we cover a whole range of dance systems within the area. We were doing a few features with some dancers literally on the last Royal Radio. And we've got Chantry Dance Company, of course, coming up later, I believe, with the Dracula special. Is that right, Natalie?
We do indeed, yes. Incredible company.
Always cross-promoted from that point of view. Classically trained, or what's your sort of format in terms of your dance background?
Bit of everything, really. So obviously when you're younger, you do all the classical kind of stuff. I actually did my degree in contemporary dance, which I don't really do anymore. I quite like musical theatre, like all the sort of show dance, so it's really exciting to be here in Panto. And then obviously a few little circus skills thrown in there as well.
Yeah, well, I won't demonstrate my pas de deux or jeté because it's just not on. It just wouldn't work. But I will ask you to introduce you to your next fine soul, who is?
This is Chris. He's one of our dancers.
Chris, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I think I followed you in this morning. Now you've already changed like Superman into a whole new costume.
Yeah.
So likewise, again, background, and how did you get involved with this wonderful pantomime, apart from saying, well, my agent said it was very good?
Yeah, so I've been dancing for about 7 years now. I studied in Cambridge, did a 3-year like degree course. I studied everything from jazz, ballet, hip-hop, everything. Went from there, went into contemporary company. Start to get classically trained, and then I never did a panto, so I thought, why not?
And clearly when you've got a partner as wonderful as the young lady we've just been speaking to, presumably it's all win-win situation, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good fun. It's going to be...
Excellent. Motoring on from that particular side of things, just a quick reminder that you're listening to Royal Radio on location at the fantastic pantomime preview that actually is... Tell us what it is, Natalie.
It is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
And it's available and will be on performance from?
From the 4th of December for the children's show and from the 7th of September for the general public.
But we would certainly ensure that people don't miss out, don't be regretful, don't have family people sort of saying, oh, why didn't we get tickets? Buy them now.
Buy them now. Have you got your tickets yet?
Well, they say that behind every good pantomime, there's a good scene shifter. No, director. And we're delighted to speak to director extraordinaire, the wonderful...
Stuart Glover.
Stuart, the cast, the buzz between the characters seem to be very much up for this. I mean, the positivity, the energy, just from the few minutes we've been able to spend with them today seems phenomenal. If that's going to be carried through into the pantomime itself, we're in for a very special time.
Absolutely, and we spend a lot of time casting. You know, we start work in January, February, finding the very best talent that we can, looking at who's high profile in the media, who the public would like to see, and also making sure we've got a really strong array of talent on show. So casting, you know, we take a long time over that, so we're very excited about this year's cast. Following on from the wonderful cast of Aladdin, this year Snow White is set to be a real winner.
Absolutely. I was delighted to find that the fairy is actually from my hometown, Middlesbrough. So that's strange and spooky world.
Small world.
That's amazing. So planning for this, presumably it started 2017.
We start planning as soon as we've finished the panto from the year before. So we initially, Natalie and I, will talk about the music. We'll talk about the kind of visual side that we want to bring to the show. We always try and keep it fresh as well, and we're trying to keep a step ahead. And obviously every year we're trying to better what we've done before. So this year it's very, very different. It's very quirky, very vibrant, a lot of new energy, some fantastic talent. But yeah, planning is this kind of a 12-month process, and you know, a lot of work goes into creating this panto.
Something hats off to Natalie, who's back with us again briefly. Can't get enough of you, Natalie, that's the bottom line. But actually, unlike certain venues, names obviously can't be mentioned, where they seem to have more a bespoke approach to pantomime, they wheel it in, they wheel it out again. There's a lot of care and craftspersonship that goes into the Lincoln New Theatre Royal Pantomimes.
Absolutely. It does take a year to put the pantomime together. A lot of love goes into it, and we think about everything. You know, Stuart and I and Joel, we work very well together. Our attention to detail is very important. Important, and being different is very important. There's lots of pantomimes across the country, and indeed there is in the city as well. So we do like to break the mould, as it were, to tradition.
It's that fusion between kind of traditional and contemporary as well. You know, you'll get what you'll expect from a panto, but there'll be lots of different things along the way, lots of twists and turns and things you wouldn't expect, and unusual music choices and current stuff that's very, very popular. So yeah, it's definitely one of the best pantos that I've ever worked on, you know, working here at the Theatre Royal. It's a great team. There's a lot of love, you know, in the theatre, and a lot of kind of TLC goes into producing the work.
Actually, I think Stuart deserves a raise immediately. Just an observation there. Just a line. Certainly, in terms of the pantomimes, as you mentioned, Berrymount Theatre's work together in Lincoln, we've got the winter show, the Christmas show, which the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre puts on. We've obviously got the drill hall system. This, of course, is a very special first year for the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, because it's the first time the theatre itself has actually had its very own radio show, i.e. Royal Radio. So that gives it a special, unique position, really.
It really does. We're very excited. I wasn't there, obviously, for the last episode, but I did listen intently, and it was wonderful. And it's great for us, because it's not just great for us as a theatre and for our in-house productions, but also our visiting companies, because they get an opportunity to talk about, you know, coming to the city and let your listeners hear, and you know, all about their show that's coming to the Lincoln that they might not just get in their marketing material, which is lovely.
And for scholars of theatre, of course, Stuart, we always like to feel that there are special bonus little add-ons there for podcasts, which just make it a little bit more worthwhile.
Yeah, and I just think this venue is so beautiful. I mean, I think it's the heart of the city. And if you've not been here before, you really, really should book a ticket for Snow White and come and see this gorgeous venue, because the team are working so hard, you know, to keep it alive, keep it as the heart of the city. And yeah, it's a wonderful place. I enjoy coming up here every year.
125 years, Natalie. 125 years the theatre's been running.
Yeah.
I know you've enjoyed 120 of those.
And she looks amazing.
That's so naughty. Yeah. That's so naughty. Yes, it is. It is. It's 125 years. And I'm very excited about that. It's 125 years since it was actually called the New Theatre Royal. You know, so it lost its name a few years back, let's just say. And obviously now it's back. And
it's found it.
I'm excited. It's found it.
So and it's got a teddy bear as well.
I know. We've got lots of celebratory things up our sleeves that will be happening to celebrate this and mark this.
And Stuart, this might put you on the spot a little bit, but one of the things I've been very impressed about with the marketing team here at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln is the use of their teddy bear, who actually in the current winter programme actually shows people how to actually have the full theatre experience. Is there any chance that the teddy bear might be sneaking into one or two of the pantomime photographs? Will he be sneaking into possibly one or two of the actual events itself? Has he auditioned?
I think you need to watch this space. Stay tuned and keep up with the social media, and you might see a few appearances, yeah.
Because I'm thinking teddy bear, unicorn, teddy bear. It's got possibilities.
Yeah, definitely.
Stuart and Natalie, many thanks indeed. A genuine pleasure. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again before the run, and probably during the run as well, if you're not lying down in a darkened room somewhere planning for 2019.
Brilliant. Look forward to it.
Gina, one of the things that has constantly been coming through as we've been chatting to the cast today, and indeed Natalie, and indeed Amelia, is just how friendly everybody is at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. And one of those souls who's absolutely hyper-friendly and looks after Ruby Royal is the awesome...
Lester.
Lester, good to connect with you, good self. I know in the summer we didn't quite manage to have a few words with you, so now's your chance to tell us, what's it like working for the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Absolutely fantastic. As I say, it's such a friendly place, it's family run, and as I say, as soon as you walk in the building, it's just that experience. It's just going back to the old-fashioned way of welcoming you, coming in, and we don't have customers, we have friends.
Yeah, there's something, I mean, even as wearing my hat today as Siren Radio and Royal Radio correspondent, you were the first person to welcome me, you greeted me. It makes a difference. It makes a difference whatever sort of aspect you're actually in. I mean, obviously here we're doing behind-the-scenes interviews, but it certainly helps, so hats off to you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. But as I say, it's for, the theatre is for Lincoln, and we want people of Lincoln and anywhere else to come and enjoy, well, basically their theatre. And if you see Ruby out in the High Street... come and say hello to us.
Absolutely. Well, I must admit, I wouldn't necessarily sort of say it would, or Ruby would cope hugely well with the A1M, A19, M180 journeys, or indeed the A15 journey. But as long as she's safe near the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, I think we're okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
It's Royal Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
It's one of my first real big records. It's about an old red-headed gal by the name of Jolene. I've been trying to forget that witch for 40 years. Oh, you must like that one. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Oh, but I can easily understand how you can easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Thank you, Dolly. Of course, that's part of the Country Superstars event. It takes place on the 4th of October at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. I know our Sound and Country Vision host, Tessa Snott, was very excited about that, but we should move back to Peterborough. Well, I don't know. She may be coming. Who knows? Who knows? But it's exciting times, really, at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. And those pantomime people are really good. Thanks for organising that, Amelia. Thanks for organising that, Rebecca. Good day.
Yeah.
But you can interview them yourselves, but you're too busy. I mean, they're lying down.
Lying came down.
We wish.
Promise, yeah. That was the day after.
Yeah, precisely. All sorted through that. Seriously, tickets for the pantomime are available, and get them as soon as we can, as indeed Natalie said.
Yes, they're available on our website, in the box office as well, starting from £15.
So. Exactly. Amelia cultivating the art of talking off microphone there. She'll point it towards her before too long, and it'll be wonderful. But we actually, the microphone will be pointed now, one of them at least, to Lauren, because Lauren, it's time for you to share with us your latest experience as a reviewer at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, where you went to go and see
The Barricade Boys. Yes, West End top class performers. Absolutely astounding. Multiple standing ovations from the audience. People up and singing and dancing. It was a phenomenal atmosphere, really. I think my favourite moment was the Bohemian Rhapsody they sung. I think everyone was just completely speechless and amazed by their performance.
I thought the bar had been set pretty high when you had featured Blake, of course.
I didn't think the Barricade Boys would top my experience of Blake. But I think because they did a lot of ballads, and they did a lot of like really upbeat, like funk sort of stuff. They just had everything going.
Barricade Boys not only performing the world's greatest show tunes, but also celebrating music from some of the most iconic names in the music industry. And Rebecca, did you manage to catch them?
I did. I watched their sound check, and I helped out with the theatre school, which had a spot on the show as well, and they were absolutely unbelievable. They were very impressive. I sat in the office whilst they were doing their sound check, and I felt like I was just being serenaded the whole time. It was lovely.
I just wondered for any English pedants out there, when I said, did Rebecca actually manage to catch them? She's not actually entrusted with the theatre to actually run around with a butterfly net and say, come here. Again, another huge success, Amelia. So, this is the thing that people often talk about, oh yes, well, one night stands and so on and so forth, they're not great, but the quality just seems to be getting better and better.
We have seen lots of fantastic shows in the last 2 years that the theatre's been open, but this one especially, the space welcomes that kind of upbeat, that the sound, the acoustics in the auditorium are brilliant, and with the feedback from the public, and obviously Lauren as well, was great, and I'm sure that they will be back, and we do have similar shows coming up in the new season as well. If people liked that, then they can come and see similar shows. So yeah, another success, which is fantastic.
Marks out of 10, Lauren, for the Barricade Boys?
Definitely a 10.
No hesitation whatsoever there, straight in from that point of view. And were you familiar with them beforehand, or was it a case that you just thought...
I wasn't, no, although my friend who I took, she was, so she was really excited, and she knew about them before. So they do have, like, a really good reputation.
So, again, point being, sometimes if you haven't heard of them, take the chance. Who knows what magical things could take place from
Indeed.
That point of view. Okay, so still to come. I mean, we started the programme off with the Cavern Beatles. Sunday the 7th of October is when that actually launched, 3 days after Dolly Parton. Let's do a little mini review. Oh, well, actually, The King and I is still to come. What am I saying? It's The King and I, as this show is actually going out. At the end of September, The King and I will be it's midway through the run.
That's right. So while we're recording this, they're busily putting the show together. I think they were at their dress rehearsal last night. The show itself looks beautiful. The set is fantastic. And we've just spoken about one-nighters that come in. This has been being rehearsed and prepared for the past 6 months, if not longer. And it is beautiful, and if you like musicals and that kind of traditional experience,
and a little dog,
just like that, then this is a show for you. It's a real, ticket sales are going really, really well, and they've only got a few, when you hear this, they've only got a few shows left, but if you can get a ticket, then come and see it. You'll not only see a wonderful musical, but also be supporting a local amateur group, and who've put hours and hours and hours into this, so that would be another highlight of this season, I think.
Courtesy, of course, of CAODS, the County Amateur Operatic Dramatic Society, and of course we spoke to a professional director, Janie, on the last edition of Royal Radio, which of course people can still listen to because it's out as a podcast, and you can work through all sorts of things, as indeed we said with Natalie and so on. Rebecca, favourite ABBA tune? Which there we are, putting you on the spot, but bearing in mind that Arrival, the Hits of ABBA, launches on the 20th of October, which one do you think we should actually have as a bridging theme to this?
Mamma Mia. 100%.
You're definitely going to... So no Honey Honey, no Waterloo, no Winner Takes It All, no Money Money Money. Mamma Mia is the Mamma one you've gone through. Good choice. One of our sister programmes, well, that would be Inspire Them Now, I was having a chat with Julie Ellaby, Amelia. I was having a chat about the grammar that you get in Bing. I've become quite a convert to Bing, actually, because, I mean, I've just started watching the series.
Oh,
yeah, well, I did. And somehow, I think I'm more of a flop person, to be honest. If I'm working through this, I find flops are wonderful, almost guru-esque lines of sense ability, yes. Sort of help Bing tremendously.
Yeah,
in terms
holding
of
the whole show together.
Oh, exactly.
Bing doesn't know what he's doing.
No, this is the point that came across, really. And I appreciate that on the Saturday, the 13th of October to Sunday, the 14th of October, we got four Bing live shows.
Yes, and it's being, it's sort of the first theatre experience because it's aged. Sort of suitable for 6 months up.
Well, so. I mean, I was almost tempted to actually hire a child just for the actual, but no, it's not going to work. But just it was interesting. Julie was concerned about the grammar that Bing occupies. She gets a bit concerned about that, so that's why I think with her youngsters, she's just a little bit concerned. But I think they might be there. Certainly, it's a key point.
I'll have to contact her and see if she clearly likes them. If she can join me and be a Bingster too.
Yeah, exactly. These are. I mean, Lauren, did Bing help you through your degree?
No.
Good point.
There.
Yeah, no, quite at all. But after that, of course, we've also got on the 11th of October, Dracula. Welcome to the world. Where else would you find Dracula other than running a cabaret complete with dancing vampires? This is Ray Piper's Chantry Dance Company. Awesome East Midlands dance company, and well worth coming to go and see.
Definitely, and set to sort of a steampunk backdrop, which is what. So anybody who likes the Steampunk Festival should come along.
We haven't forgotten Paul Chantry, of course, because he also does some of the choreography, as well as Ray Piper. So there we are.
Okay.
Okay, how can people support the awesomeness that is the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Well, they can buy tickets and come and see one of 120 different shows that we have each year.
It's a show for each year of the theatre's existence, almost.
Almost.
125 years in existence, 125 shows put together. Genius.
280 performances.
Whoa.
It's busy. They can do that. They can also become a member. So if you find yourself coming to the theatre a few times, then it's definitely worth taking up a royal membership, which is £25. And with that, you get some discounts, some perks, potentially meet and greets with some of the different casts, which is really good. You could support us if you had a child that was interested in the theatre. You could become part of our stage school. So we have 80 children currently at our stage school, which has been running for nearly 2 years now, but too much success. And we have some different shows that they put on through the year. Lauren saw them perform with the Barricade Boys.
Yeah,
so they have opportunities as well to be able to perform with real life acts. So
it's
that's
just
all
a
available
situation.
On our website as well.
That's
so
great. I'm still looking after Ruby Royal, of course, because I think, have you seen Ruby Royal? It's well worth sort of just...
Ruby is brilliant.
Yeah.
So Ruby is a golf buggy that is, I like to say, pimped.
You can say that if you wish. I'm not sure whether Bing would be happy with
no,
that.
No, Bing wouldn't, but, you know.
And
here I am
Flop
being controversial.
Wouldn't be.
No.
There we are.
Yeah. But Ruby looks like us, so she's bright red.
Do you know what, with respect to pimping Bing Mobiles and Ruby Royal Mobiles, and indeed the excitement, I mean, we should really actually do a double act for Comedy Night at the Royal on the 25th of October, but yeah. It's
Ruby will be there.
Exactly.
But Ruby gives out flyers with Lester, who we just heard from. So Ruby's often in the high street and at different events, and she has lots of flyers and brochures, so you'll be able to go and meet her and pick up a latest brochure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, as the programme proceeds, again, you're far too young to remember Genesis, aren't you?
A little bit, but my dad used to have them on vinyl, so I've...
On vinyl?
Yeah, vinyl.
Well, there we are. Read traditional sort of routines. Genesis, recreating 70s Genesis with Definitive Genesis, coming up on the 10th of November, Saturday 10th of November. Again, just another random selection that we've gone through to actually bring us around to the next musical delight, which takes us after we have had our public service broadcast, courtesy of our voiceover man, all about the new Theatre Royal Lincoln and the accompanying Royal Radio.
The new Theatre Royal Lincoln proudly presents Royal Radio in partnership with Siren Radio. Each month, the NTR team, Alex from Siren Radio and Lauren, the theatre's newest reviewer, fresh from her PR degree, will be on air with stars performing at the theatre. Listen to music from the shows, interviews with the stars and the team who work tirelessly, providing Lincoln's oldest and most treasured entertainment venue, with over 150 shows a year, on 107.3 FM, or through podcasts via the NTR website.
Follow you. How can everyone?
shouts, nobody listens. Where he leads, no one will go. Oh, he's a lonely man there on the corner. What he's waiting for, I don't know. But he waits every day now, and he's just waiting for something.
So another example of Royal Radio begins to dock carefully into the ether. It's been glorious to connect with Barney Harwood, Amelia Lilly, Chris Johnson, Sophie Gowdy, and of course Natalie, and the show director Stuart, and Rick Allen, and of course in the studio Lauren Wood and Amelia. After all, it's your show, Amelia.
My show.
Well, it is. Let's face it. I mean, I just press a button and say a few words. No. Amelia Chambers, and of course Rebecca. First ever show, Rebecca. So that's it. Where should we actually go to for the website for New Lincoln Theatre Royal? Once again, please. Amelia.
It's newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk, or you can go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're everywhere.
Perfect. And shall we just leave it to Chris Johnson to say the final words to wrap up this
leave it
edition?
To Chris.
Okay, Chris, are you ready? A one, a two, a three.
It's Royal Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.